last year, when we were leaving Haiti, Basia had asked me to come back with some laptops and to teach a computer class. So I wasn't sure how to do that, unless people had great ideas, unless people have very good intentions, but nothing panned out at all in any way. So I prayed about it, and God gave me the courage to approach one of my executives at work. I work for Sutter Health. And I said, you know, Sutter donates laptops all the time. I know it's through a church because, you know, people get weird about church stuff. But I approached him. He said, yeah, absolutely, we can do that. And I said, I'm thinking like 4 to 6 laptops. And he said, sure, no problem. So they wrote a letter to each other, and that's how they make it official, is to write, have the church write them a letter. And they said they'd do it. Well, I asked for 4 to 6, and when I went to go pick them up, they had 10 laptops and as much equipment as I could carry. So I had a lot. I had all the networking equipment I needed, whatever I said. I said, you know, I think I need this. They go, okay, here. What else do you need? I mean, it was just amazing how much they gave me. It was such a blessing. So taking 10 laptops to Haiti is not as easy as it sounds, because you can't ship things there. And if you ship it and it goes through customs, it sits for months, sometimes a year. And so we're trying to figure out how to do this. So we took 8 of them as carry-ons, so we could fit 4 inside of a laptop bag, and we brought 2 laptop bags. That way, it looked less conspicuous, like Tina had one laptop bag and I had another, instead of, like, you know, trying to carry all these laptops. And so we went through the airport security in SF San Francisco, and we had 15 bins between the two of us. I'd never seen anything like it. We had bins lined up, and all these people are staring at us like, these are all for you? We're like, it's for Haiti. You know, it was crazy because we had our own personal laptop. Then you got to take your shoes and your hat and your keys. And they were like, sir, and you stand in this thing and it circles around you and they're patting us down. It was crazy. But so then Tina and I had this whole thing. Like, we had thought this on our own, but didn't really share it with each other. Like, oh my gosh, we're totally going to get detained for this, right? They're like, what are you doing with 10 laptops? Pull them to the side, you know. And who knows, and the Haiti, being in Port-au-Prince is a whole different experience. The rest of Haiti, we're like, oh, it's so beautiful. You go to Port-au-Prince, it can be a little scary. So we were like, I'm not sure what's going to happen. But we didn't get stopped once. They went through, they're like, what are you here for? We're like, oh, we're with our missionaries, okay. And what do you got? Oh, you know, we got our bag. And okay, thanks. And we left. We're like, thank you, God. It was awesome. And so being at Calvary Chapel in Kane is just like LaVon said, it's like being at home. You're there, everybody's happy to see you, it's very peaceful, it's calm. We're just so used to hectic go, go, go and battling against this and that, that when you're there, you're just relaxed. It's wonderful. You know, we were able to bring all of our supplies. Tina was able to complete her work on the other side of the radio tower. So last year, they have a radio tower. She did a mural on the first half where it says, you know, Calvary Chapel, Haiti, with, you know, RCDH 99.5. And so this year, she did it on the other half. And it was like a really steep slope. And she was like, she was freaking out about it for months. She's like, I don't know if I'm going to do this. And they actually like built her a platform and it was really cool. So she was able to finish that. And as usual, she made friends with all the local kids. So while they have me working, doing all this technical stuff, Tina's out. She's playing with the kids and giving them treats and taught them baseball. And everyone was thinking, oh, you're right next, because we're really close to the Dominican Republic. And we're thinking, okay, everyone knows baseball. They know nothing about baseball. They barely know soccer. But, you know, so Tina was able to teach them baseball and teaching them how to hit, and they just thought it was great. And they love just throwing the balls up in the air and then running to see who gets hit. It was pretty funny, actually. And I'll let her tell you more about that. But she also taught an art class. So she taught the kids how to draw a turtle, and then she brought paint. And these kids got to paint for the first time in their lives. There's 166 kids at the school. So that was pretty awesome. For me, so we had a computer lab. And originally they had like this little room. It's probably a little bit smaller than this section over here. And I was supposed to have about 6 to 8 people. And 30 showed up. So the pastor said, he goes, you know, I announced that at church. And he goes, people don't get an opportunity for this. You cannot take classes like this, and if you could, you couldn't afford them. So he goes, how can I turn anybody down? I'm like, okay, 30 people, they're not going to fit in that room. So they have kind of an outdoor church, basically like a tin roof with some sticks holding it up, and that's where we had computer class. So we set up some tarps around it and kind of blocked it off, set up a projector with some power running to it, and off we went. So we had about 3 to 4 people per laptop, so it was very interesting. And a lot of people had no experience with computers. I mean, some of them had never even seen a computer before. because we're very remote, and so you got to travel away to get to town. And to them, the big city is like 50,000 people. That's their San Francisco to us, kind of a thing, you know. And so they just never had that. And even if they did have the ability to take a class at some point in their lives, they had no way to practice. They had no follow up. It's not like you can go down to the library and, you know, use the computer. They don't have that kind of stuff. So it was pretty cool. One night we were able to sit down with some of the people from class. There's like some of the teachers that teach at the school were able to take the class. And so they kind of came in and had dinner with us, and we were chatting. And it's so funny because it's just like Sunday school. You ask them, so what did you learn about today? God, you know, people kind of give that, those like polite answers, the right away answers. And then when you actually get to sit down and talk to them, they really start telling you what's going on. And, you know, they said, if you want to get a good job, like a good paying job, you have to know how to use a computer. And if you just give them a resume, somehow someone typed one up for you or whatever, they won't even look at you. They won't talk to you. They won't hire you. They won't interview you. Nothing. If you don't have any type of skills with computers. So, and then, one person there actually had a degree and he had a job, and so they're expanding because there's a lot of growth, a lot of opportunities in Haiti. It's pretty amazing to see because there's so much pouring into the country that people are actually starting to go there, set up businesses and things. They won't promote him because he didn't have proof that he knew how to use a computer. And so at the end of our class, we gave out certificates, and he was able to say, yes, look, I took a class on computers, I know how to use one. So he can actually get a promotion. So it's pretty exciting. One day it rained, and it's so funny because when you go, okay, rain, they go, no, you don't understand. But like, when it rains in Haiti, it rains hard, and they said, and then it's going to flood in here. And I'm like, yeah, we can't have water with the laptop. So let's pack those up, and everyone hurried, and we packed it up. And so what we did is we used that time for them to ask questions. I'm like, okay, well, we don't have any technology in front of us, so I can't teach you any of that, but, you know, ask questions. They go, well, how do we get the internet? So I said, well, you know, there's a satellite in outer space, and it sends the signal down, and we have a satellite. And a satellite, well, how does it get in outer space? And who maintains it? Is there somebody up there with it? And do they spy on us? Because, you know, they take pictures from outer space, and they're, you know, asking all these really curious questions. I was like, okay, well, I never thought about that. And it started to really test my knowledge. I'm like, I don't know how to answer that. Okay, well, let's think about that. And I was like, I'll have to get back to you. But it was really cool. Very curious. At the end of the week, we handed out certificates of completion. They had like a template that I was able to kind of adjust and say, you know, introduction to computers kind of a thing. And they were so grateful. I mean, they all kind of stood up at the end, each person just told, you know, and you're trying not to like bawl your eyes out, they're telling you, you know, you've changed my life. You know, I can now provide for my wife and kids. And you're like, oh my gosh, all I did was teach you how to use a computer, you know, something that's so basic for us and so simple. But they were just, oh, they were so, so grateful. I lost my place. So, you know, they can, and they also said they're going to pass their knowledge on. One of the things in Haiti is people don't share knowledge. They are very much focused on themselves, and as long as they can better themselves, they're okay. It's kind of interesting hearing some of the similarities with Africa, but some of the very dissimilarities with Haiti, because they've been getting so many handouts for so long. It's very corrupt, and everyone's looking out for themselves. And that's where Calvary Chapel makes a difference, is Basti is constantly drilling on them, going, how are you going to help your neighbor today? You know, raise your hand if somebody owes you a debt. And people raise their hand in church, you know, and he goes, how about you forgive that person and say, in Jesus' name, I'm forgiving you. I'm going to be Jesus to you, and I'm going to forgive that debt. And everyone kind of put their back down, like, okay, I have to actually apply what you're teaching me? And, you know, it's just amazing to see that. And so they're telling me, you know, as I'm teaching them networking, they're looking at it going, they don't share this information. Even if you took a networking class, they wouldn't share the information that I was sharing because they keep it close, and that way I can better myself and you can't. And so they were just amazed. And so they're going to take all this knowledge that I gave them, and they're going to teach others. You know, the teachers at the school are, the people in the community. And Basti is actually going to set up a lab every Saturday so they can come out for a couple hours and practice what they've learned to keep their skills up. So I really wanted to take a moment and talk about how God can use you as an individual. Because Tina and I, we went on 4 trips to Katrina. You know, it seemed like we were going every year for a while, you know. And God used us and used skills that we had. But I mean, you know, I'm an information analyst. I don't do construction, you know. So Tina and I kind of coordinated things and got it going. There were other people like, I'm a roofer and I'm an electrician and I'm a plumber. We're like, great, we'll use your skills. But you know, it wasn't quite the same. And in this, you know, I didn't work with computers. Tina didn't get to work with art or anything like that. But when we went to Haiti, you know, Tina was able to bring art to Haiti. This is her talent. This is her skill. This is her passion. She got to teach kids to paint that had never even seen paint before. I mean, they grab the brushes and they're like, what do I do with it again? On the paper? Really? I mean, it was just incredible, you know? She got to do what she loves all day. And for God's glory, I mean, what's better than that? You know, I got to teach people how to use computers. I mean, I have so many years of experience. I used to build computers, certified in networking, applications, I mean, you name it. I got the whole resume, which is great in the States, but, you know, it's just weird because you go to Katrina, is not something, when you do like type of relief, you don't really do it. And then here, I got to use all that knowledge. Every question that they asked, I was able to answer, and I could apply all those years of experience. Like, God, is this what you were preparing me for? You know, you just never know. You know, and then I got to go back to work because everybody at work was supporting me. They knew about it. I could say, I got to share what God is doing in Haiti through, you know, the donations they gave me, through the laptops, through the financial support, through the bake sale that I had, you know, all of that. you know, and it's funny when you talk to people, well, what did you do in Haiti? Like, I taught a computer class, and everyone's like, why would you do that? Why? What use is that to them? Everyone's thinking, build them a home, or, you know, provide some kind of medical care, and all of those have great value. But God was able to use a specific skill that Tina and I had to better them. Now they have a computer skill and they can get a job and they can buy their own home. And, you know, so it's different. It's just a very different skill. And it was amazing to be able to do that. And God blessed us so richly for that. So when you're thinking, okay, I don't teach, so I can't do VBS. And I don't have any technical skills, or I don't have any of this skill. You have a skill. What have you been doing in a job for the last? Well, I've just been serving food. Guess what? They need people to help serve food. When they have these giant revivals and events, they need people to help. That's a skill that people can use. Any skill that you have, God can use you greatly for. Even when you think, okay, God, all I'm good about is sitting down and typing, you know, fine, type, you know, whatever. God can use you. And, you know, He can use you to change lives and be ready. He can call you at any time. One of the last things I wanted to mention is, well, Basti wants me to come back again and to teach another computer class and to figure out a way to get people certified through the states. He said, if you can somehow, anything with, you know, the U.S. on it, it's always called the states, anything with the U.S. on it carries a lot of weight. So he wants me to figure that out. I don't know how that's going to happen. But they actually asked Tina to come back, and because Tina has her own jewelry making business where she makes custom jewelry and things, they asked her to come back and teach some of the women how to make jewelry, so they can support themselves. So they have some widows and, you know, elderly and things that they have no way to support themselves financially. They can actually make things. And then when all the Americans come, because, you know, their Americans have money, they'll actually buy things and they can actually start selling and helping the community and people to support themselves. And that just made Tina's day. She was so excited. So, you know, and that was James, when you were talking about Joshua, I was laughing with Tina because that's exactly how Bastia is, the pastor that we work with. He always has these visions, and they have this huge compound where all this stuff, like you were saying, Mark, gets carved out of nothing. I mean, you really feel like you're in the desert. It's very dry. There's cactus everywhere. You're like, really? It's tropical, but, you know, all the trees are gone from the deforestation, so it's very dry, actually. All the water runs off, and it's gone. There's nothing. And, you know, they have a mission home. They're building a church. They're working on building a school. They have a radio tower and a cooking station. I mean, they have all this stuff set up. It's just amazing to see the vision. And everyone kept saying, I never thought, all the students told me, they never thought they'd see the day where technology would come to Kane, because they're so remote that they would never even imagine this would happen. And here we are teaching them how to use computers where they can get a job and better themselves. So it was very cool.